Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
It's great to be here, Joe.
So obviously, we're not talking about city council right now because there was no city council meeting on a Sunday. So
right.
We are actually talking about something coming up this week. It's a very big deal, I think. Just rip off that Band-Aid. What's going on this weekend?
Well, it's a little bit of deja vu for us, but it is time again to talk about a bull ride fundraiser. I'm all healed up from our little incident last fall when I was supposed to ride the bull, and now we're ready to go. So Friday at the fairgrounds, I'll be jumping on a bull to raise money for the High Trestle Trail to Raccoon River Valley Trail Connector Project.
Now, for those who are unfamiliar with the scenario previously, take
sure.
us through, I guess, take one of of you trying to get on this bull for this fundraiser.
Sure. So I was actually supposed to do this last September, but kind of as fate would have it, I kind of got into doing rodeos a little bit. The week before I was supposed to ride this bull for the fundraiser, I was in a rodeo out in Nebraska and took an unfortunate tumble off of a bucking bronco and landed on my side and managed to break 5 ribs. So obviously, I couldn't put socks on, let alone ride a bull the next week. So it kind of had to be put on hold, but now we're ready to go. And the memories of the pain of rodeo life have long been gone, and I'm ready to get on it again.
That's right. Your long-term memory kind of probably took a hit from that. So you're
right,
ready to go again.
Yeah, and this time I'll be wearing a helmet, so hopefully my memory will be protected. But definitely have kind of blocked some of that out of my memory. But yeah, we're ready to go.
Now, when I talked to you about this when we were hopefully doing it the last time, you kind of had some butterflies going on. Obviously, now we're less than a week away from it. How are you feeling leading up to it?
I'm really just trying not to think about it. I'm hoping that I just have a regular week and then somehow I show up at the fairgrounds and jump on a bull and 8 seconds later it'll be over. So once I get bucked off of the bull, I will probably be running before I hit the ground. So it should be interesting.
Absolutely. Now, take people through why exactly you're doing this. You're a bit of a daredevil to begin with, I'd say, but this seems to be on another level from that.
I don't know. Some people have called it the level of stupidity, but I hope it's not that. It's one of those things that's been on my bucket list for a while of riding a bull, and you know, we have this project going, and Mike Wallace with Dallas County Conservation is doing everything he can to raise money for the Connector Project. And now it's even more exciting and kind of more of a big deal since that project is underway and they're doing the grading. And hopefully next month they'll be doing some paving. So kind of almost better timing this spring to do this just from the standpoint of building awareness and excitement and being able to actually see work being done on that trail. And now they're over 50% of the way funded to get that project done. And hopefully this brings a little bit more awareness to the project, like I said. But hopefully we can raise some money to pave some more trail.
Absolutely. Now, if people want to donate, if they want to get involved with this particular fundraiser, how can they go about doing that?
Sure. Well, first, I believe if you're online listening to this or have access to online, there should be a link to the registration form and pledge form on the Raccoon Valley Radio website with this story. Otherwise, you can stop up to City Hall or possibly at the library or rec center and pick up a pledge form. Then just come find me up at City Hall or drop it off at City Hall and we'll keep going with it. But there are two ways to pledge money. First, you can do it a dollar amount per second that I stay on the bull. And if you really have no faith in me, you could do per 10th or 100th of a second I stay on the bull. Or you can just give a flat donation of my Ernst to get on the bull in the first place. So either way, it's much appreciated and it's going to a good cause.
For sure. Now, maybe for people that are considering doing the per second donation, what do you know about this bull and how confident are you about being able to stay on it?
Well, you know, I think I'll consider it a success if I stay on outside of the chute. But From what I'm told, this bull isn't too wild or too crazy, but it's definitely not one of the gentle bulls that the four-year-olds ride out on, so I definitely wish it was, but it'll have some kick to her, so we'll see how that goes.
Now, on the flyer, it's called Mudslingers, but is that just the name that Mackenzie McFarland came up for it, or is that the actual name of the bull?
I'm sure Mackenzie could have come up with a name along the lines of the death of Sven or something like that.
Slinger. That seems like a missed opportunity.
Sven Slinger. Yeah, I like that. But actually, it is kind of a famous PBR bull's name, but I left the naming rights of the bull up to the street department. So they came up with that, and I think maybe some of them had a little bit too much fun thinking about that and what's going to happen to me. But yeah, so thanks to Public Works for coming up with the name. But yeah.
When I go out and watch you, I'm going to be rooting for Sven Slinger. I'm not going to call it Mudslinger. Sven Slinger.
I hope you're rooting for Sven.
Oh,
Joe.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
That too,
come on.
That too. Now, one kind of last question here. You mentioned last time when you were planning on doing this that you hadn't informed your dad that you were going to be doing it. I'm guessing there's probably no concealing it this time from your parents. So what do your parents think about you hopping on this bull?
Well, again, I haven't exactly brought it up, but I'm thinking it's going to make an excellent Father's Day gift, as this is Father's Day weekend coming up. So, yeah, I think he'll be getting a couple rodeo tickets for Father's Day, and maybe a blindfold so he doesn't have to watch.
Fair enough. So, just lastly, just tell us about when, where, and that sort of thing.
Sure. So it's going to be this Friday at the Dallas County Fairgrounds at 7:30. Things get kicked off. I'm not exactly sure what time they'll throw me on the back of the bull, but I'll be out there. You'll probably hear some announcements about it, and then you'll get to watch me get flung around on the back of a bull and hopefully not break any ribs this time.
Hopefully.
And if my dad is listening, yes, I will be wearing a helmet and a flak jacket so that hopefully my ribs don't break again.
All right. Good planning there. Well, City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you would like to mention today?
Any support, whether it's financial or just showing up and rooting me on, is much appreciated.
All right. Well, we will see you there on Friday. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.